The grace of God in Jesus Christ poured out in every gift of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, our Father, at the baptism of Jesus, you proclaimed him your beloved Son and anointed him with the Holy Spirit. Make all who were baptized into Christ faithful to their calling to be your daughters and sons, and empower us all with your Holy Spirit, that through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
You can be seated.
A reading from Isaiah. Here is my servant whom I behold, my chosen in whom my soul delights. I have put my spirit upon him. He will bring forth justice to the nations. He will not cry or lift up his voice or make it heard in the street. A bruised reed he will not break, and a dimly burning wick he will not quench. He will faithfully bring forth justice. He will not grow faint or be crushed until he has established justice in the earth, and the crossroads wait for his teaching. Thus says God the Lord, who created the heavens and stretched them out, who spread out the earth and what comes from it, who gives breath to the people upon it, and spirit to those who walk in it. I am the Lord. I have called you in righteousness. I have taken you by the hand and kept you. I have given you as a covenant to the people, a light to the nations, to open the eyes that are blind, to bring out the prisoners from the dungeon, from the prison, those who sit in darkness. I am the Lord, that is my name. My glory I give to no other, nor my praise to idols. See, the former things have come to pass, and new things I now declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
Let us pray Psalm 29 responsively. Ascribe to the Lord, you gods, ascribe to the Lord glory and strength.
Ascribe to the Lord the glory to God's name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness.
The voice of God, the voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thunders. The Lord is upon the mighty waters.
The voice of
The voice of the Lord breaks the cedar trees. The Lord breaks the cedars of Lebanon.
The Lord makes Lebanon sit like a calf, and Mount Hermon like a water waterfall.
The voice of the Lord bursts forth in lightning flashes.
The voice of the Lord shakes the wilderness. The Lord shakes the wilderness of Kadesh.
The voice of the Lord makes the oak trees writhe and strips the forest bare, and the temple of the Lord all are crying, Glory! O Lord, give strength to your people. Give them, O Lord, the blessings of peace.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever will be forever. Amen.
A reading from Acts. Peter began to speak to Cornelius and his household. I truly understand that God shows no partiality, but in every nation, anyone who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him. You know the message he sent to the people of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all. That message spread throughout Judea, beginning in Galilee after the baptism that John announced, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, how he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. We are witnesses to all that he did, both in Judea and in Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree, but God raised him on the third day and allowed him to appear, not to all people, but to us who were chosen by God as witnesses and who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one ordained by God as judge of the living and the dead. All the prophets testify about him, that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. Word of God, word of life.
The Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him. John would have prevented him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me?" But Jesus answered him, "Let it be so now, for it is proper for us in this way to fulfill all righteousness." Then he consented. And when Jesus had been baptized, just as he came up from the water, suddenly the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, "This is my Son, the Beloved, with whom I am well pleased." The Gospel of the Lord. The lessons, the texts that we read during Advent and Christmas are filled with dreams and visions of angels from Zechariah and Mary and Joseph, the shepherds. Last week we heard about the kings who had a vision to follow a star, and then in another subsequent dream, don't go back home by the same route, go a new way, a different way. Today we hear of another dream. The prophet Isaiah tells us of a dream, but it's not the dream of a human being. This dream that Isaiah speaks about is God's dream for justice for all the world. And God won't bring this justice through violence by stomping out all the bad guys. God's justice will come to all the world through a loving relationship with God's servant, a servant who is gentle and tender and who will teach with constant encouragement and with love. In God's dream for justice for all the world, God is taking each of us by the hand and teaching us a way of being, a way of living in a right relationship with God, with one another, and with all creation. What a tender image Isaiah gives us in that passage that Diane just read. That God will take us by the hand and teach us the way of justice. God's dream is to bring justice in for all nations, in mercy and in tenderness, and would not damage anyone who is weak or small. No bruised reed will be broken. No dimly burning wick will be snuffed out. I think this is great news. I think this is such good news. Because I know that a lot of us feel rather bruised or dimly lit sometimes, maybe most of the time. The world routinely beats us up and wears us down. But the good news is that God's dream for us is one of gentle encouragement, of tender and faithful love. God's dream is that we, God's beloved servants, would be in right relationship with God, with one another, and with all creation. As we read this, as Christians, we read this Isaiah passage, we immediately apply this text to Jesus, who is the Messiah, and who claims for himself the fulfillment of this passage. Jesus enters the waters of baptism, obedient to this life calling of bringing justice to all the world, of putting things in right relationship with God. Jesus is baptized, and his mission is to continue God's covenant relationship with all of God's people. And Jesus is called to listen to the words that he is the beloved in whom God is well pleased. With these words, God sends Jesus to be a listener, to listen to those who are in prison, those who are afflicted, those who are poor, those bruised reeds, those dimly burning wicks. And we who have been splashed with the waters of baptism are likewise called to listen to what God says about us. We are baptized in Christ, and we belong to that belovedness with which God embraces his Son, Jesus. Our belief in Jesus, who is the beloved, is our connection to the belief of who we are and whose we are. In the waters of baptism, we have been claimed as the beloved children, the beloved servants of God. If we listen closely to our being the beloved in Christ, then we hear those voices around us. We hear the words of Scripture, the blessing of Holy Communion, the encouragement and the love that is shared in the faith community, the prayers of the church. Let me tell you about Jesse. He was about 13 or 14 years old when his father walked out on the family. Alcohol and drugs were the voices that the father was listening to. And he could no longer hear the call of his family or the call to live in right relationships. The father took a downward spiral that ended up in prison. And Jesse was also on a downward spiral. He started getting in trouble when he was in high school, middle school and high school. And the defining words that he continued to hear were, you are just like your father. You are going to end up just like him. And it made him sad, made him depressed. But those are the words that he heard over and over again. You're just like your father. And it gave him no hope. In fact, he felt he had no future. He heard that it was his destiny to be just like his father, to become an alcoholic, to fail in relationships, to die on the streets, just as his father had done. As soon as he turned 18, Jesse joined the military, looking for a place to fit in, a place where he could be all you can be. But it was really tough going for him. The message that you'll end up just like your father didn't leave him, continued to be the words that he listened to in his head. And then one day, he met a Christian woman, someone about the age of his grandmother. She took his hand, looked him in the eye, and reminded him that he was baptized and that there was another voice that he needed to listen to. This is my son, my beloved, in whom I am well pleased. She talked to him for a long time that day, and he listened. He listened that it was not a done deal that he would end up just like his father, that he had some choices about his future, that he could follow a different path. He listened that God held his future and that God had called him on his baptismal journey and not on a path of abandonment, but on a path of right relationship with his brothers and sisters, with God, and with all of creation. He listened, and he remembered his baptism, and he remembered who and whose he was. This is my son, my beloved, in whom I am well pleased. I wish I could tell you what has happened to Jesse, but I don't know. But I do know that his life got better that day when he remembered his baptism and he listened to God's voice through the voice of that Christian woman. In times of great doubt and despair, Martin Luther said that the only thing that kept him going was to touch his forehead and repeat the words, "I am baptized." That simple gesture brought him through many dark nights of the soul. He had those words written above his desk so that he could see the words and remember. And when he was asked, "Well, why do you want to remember that?" And he said, "Because we know that our God is a jealous God, a God who does not easily part with the ones that God calls his own. And baptism is a continual reminder that God owns me. It's a reason to be thankful, even in the darkest hours, when we are feeling like a bruised reed or a dimly burning wick. We are baptized into Christ, who was baptized to listen and believe and live the truth of his identity. This is my son, the beloved, in whom I am well pleased." In Christ Jesus, we too are called to live the truth, even in the face of rejection and conflict. That voice reminds us of who and whose we are And that voice is the voice we should listen to. It's remembering our true identity that gives us the courage to step up and live in such a way that God's dream can come true. God's dream for justice for all the world. And God is taking us by the hand, teaching us, reminding us of our baptismal relationship, teaching us about living justice. Remember that you are baptized and walk the path that is this way of being, this way of living in right relationship with God, with one another, and with all creation. Amen.